Welcome to our program. We're in the book of Ephesians, where the fight is on, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary, be strong, and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. We've been looking in Ephesians chapter 4, we'll be looking through verse 20 to 21 here today, where God is making comparison. He said, this is how the unsaved people act, but ye, he said, I don't want you acting that way. We're going to look at that in a moment. Before we do, listen to this message and song, Let Him Have His Way With Thee.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and
well, if we let the Lord have his way with us, we'll see. It was best for him to have his way. Now, we're either going to have his way or we're going to have our own way. Paul is writing to these people back at a very good group of people and very sincere Christians in Ephesians chapter 4 we're looking at here. And he says, but ye have not so learned. You've been taught, he says in verse 21, taught the difference. In verse number 17, it says, the unsaved people walk in the vanity of their mind. Titus 1:15 says, their mind and conscience is defiled. But we have these words, but ye have not so learned. Verse number 20. In verse 18, it says, the understanding of the unsaved people are darkened. Psalm 82:5 says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. They will not understand. They don't want to understand. And so they walk on in darkness. But ye, he said, have not so learned. Verse 18 says, those unsaved people are annihilated from the life of God. Psalm 58:3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they have been born, speaking lies, but ye have not so learned. In verse number 18 says, they're ignorant. Talks about the ignorance that is in them. Numbers 15:26 says, all the people were in ignorance, but ye have not so learned. In verse number 18, it talks about the blindness of their heart, of the unsaved people. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, But ye, he says, are not like that. Ye have not so learned. In verse number 19, it says the unsaved are being past feeling. How's that? Well, Ephesians 2:1 says they're dead in trespasses and sin. If they're dead in trespasses and sin, they can't feel anything. But ye are alive unto the Lord, the Bible says. In verse 19, it says they have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Jude 1:7 puts it this way, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Then he makes the comparison again, but ye have not so learned. Verse 19 says they work all uncleanness. 2 Peter 2:10 puts it this way, them that walk after the flesh in the lusts of uncleanness. But Paul says to these Ephesians, but ye have not so learned. Verse 19 that says they walk on with greediness. Romans 1:29 puts it this way, being filled with all covetousness. But ye, he said, from henceforth, from today on, you Ephesians, I don't want you living the way they live. And so I'm reading at verse 20, Ephesians chapter 4, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. And then he goes on in the following verses talking about putting something off, putting something on, and putting something away. I'm reading in verse number 22, he said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that's an old word that actually means manner of life, that ye put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man after which God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So he says, put off these old ways and put on the new ways. He uses the term here, the old man and the new man, speaking of the two natures. Verse 25, wherefore putting away, and then he gives us a list of things to put away. Put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Well, if you're going to speak the truth today, you're going to get in trouble. Truth has become the new hate law in the world today. No, if you're going to speak the truth, you're going to do what the Bible says here, we're going to speak the truth. He says in verse number 26, be angry and sin not. That's an important verse. It's not wrong to be angry if the Holy Spirit is leading you to be angry. We see a lot of people in the Bible, including Jesus, who got angry once in a while. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Then he goes on and says, 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. By the way, there's a good reason for making money, not to stockpile it all in the bank and not to buy all the toys we think we need. He says that he may give to him that needeth. There's a good idea. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And then he talks about let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Then Ephesians 6:11, he says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now here's the secret. Put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man. Put on the new man, which is after God. And then he gives a list of things that need to be put away. And then finally in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, in our next program, we're going to look a little more detail at the old man and the new man, the old nature and the new nature. It's very important to understand that as Christians. In the meantime, listen to this message in song. Simply trusting every day, trusting through the stormy way, trusting when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Jesus, that